Today we are going through Be'ezras Hashem
Al Na'ez Bavel.
I thought it would be appropriate to do now for 9 days. And I'll say the classic interpretation of the Mefarshim is Kuf Lamed Zayin. Then I will show you Malbim, which is absolutely mind-blowing. But let's start off with the classic Pashut Pshat interpretation given by the Rishonim, Afi Chazal. Okay. Al Nahar Zovel, Shem Yoshavnu, Gam Bokhinu, Bezochreinu Esetzion. Rashi over here, based on Chazal, learns that it's talking about as we are going into Golos. Shiranu v'goylo v'shamnu v'vneta shiashiru loy k'ma shahayim m'sher mazuchan. It's talking about how Kleinsel, when we were going into Golos, we were going al Na'ez Bavel, heading into the Golos, heading into the Babylonian Golos. So there we sat and we cried as we remembered Tzion. Al arazim b'solchot tzilinu ki narusenu. There were willows over there by the banks of the river, and we hung our harps there. Why? Ki shamer she'elunu shoveinu divrei shir v'savaleinu simcha shiru lanu m'shir tzion. Because over there, our captors, they told us to sing divrei shir v'savaleinu, and our oppressors told us to sing songs of simcha. Sing the songs that you sang in Zion, the type of songs that you sang in Zion. And our response was, Eich Mashir Ashir Hashem Al Anmat Nechar. How could I sing, how could we sing the Shir of Hashem Al Anmat Nechar in foreign lands? Rashi over here points out, Chazal, doesn't say Lo Nashir, doesn't say we will not sing. It says, how can we sing? And Chazal learned that the Levim bit off their thumbs so that they will be incapable of playing the instruments. And the response was, Eich Nashir Ashir Hashem Al Anmat Nechar. Now, it switches to first person. Yeah, the assumption was that they wanted to do the whole symphony with the instruments as well. That's why they hung up the instruments. That wasn't good enough. They also bit off their thumbs. In the Shachayim Yerushalayim Shachakmini. Now it goes back to first person. The other ones were it was communal. We hung our harps. They asked us to sing. How can we sing? Now it switches to first person. Who's it talking about? Who's the first person? So Rashi says it's connected to Israel, the communal, as sort of identifying Klal Yisrael as one individual. Sometimes we identify Klal Yisrael as a group, and sometimes we identify ourselves as one individual. Here it's referring to Klal Yisrael as a whole. If I forget Yerushalayim, Tishkakim Eni, that my right hand being forgotten, my right hand, which is the main hand which I use, let it be forgotten. My tongue would stick to my palate, and lo as kirevim, if I don't remember you, and lo as you shalayim. Or I don't remember. Lo as you shalayim, I'll listen for the not place you shalayim, and in front of and before any of my own simcha. Now he turns over to Baruch on a plea. Zechor Hashem l'vnei Edom eis yom Yerushalayim ha'omrim aru aru ad ha'yesod bo. Hashem, please remember b'nei Edom. At the day that Yerushalayim was being destroyed, that they said, uproot, uproot, or destroy, destroy, until the very yesod, until the very foundation of Edom Etosh. Now, the question is over here, what are b'nei Edom doing here? This was Golos. This was the first Golos, and the first Golos was Ayidei Bavel, not Ayidei Edom. So Who is he talking about? So,
so Hashem should remember
about Bnei Adam.
So Hashem should remember Bnei Israel, not Bnei Adam.
No, to punish them.
To punish them.
Punish them. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we'll get back to that question in a moment. Bas Bavel Hashiduzov, Bavel, which is destroyed. Okay. Fortunate is the one, praise is the one who pays you back as you have paid to us. Is giving you compensation, giving you retribution. Praise is the one that takes the head that smashes your children against the rock. Meaning that just as you are cruel to us, so too cruel to she before you. Now, the question is, first of all, one question is, we have two questions we have to deal with over here. First of all, who are the Bnei Adam over here, number one? Number two, what does it mean, Bas Bavel HaShiduzah, Bas Bavel, which is destroyed? They're going into Golos right now. Bas Bavel is still live and kicking. So, Bnei Adam over here, the Meforshim over here explains this, that the Bnei Adam had a chelik also in the Chorban of the first Beis Hamikdash as well. Meaning, not necessarily in an active sense, but they were cheering on the sidelines. And they were prodding the Babylonians to go and destroy us. What Edomites had done during the time of the destruction of Yerushalayim, what did they do? Asher amru lebavliim, that they told the Bavliim, hachrivu, the hashkisu, go and destroy Ashatiblu Yitzhakba, until you expose the very foundation of the base of Yerushalayim, the base of Mikdash. So that is their chiddush. You know, the sort of one is the cheering on the sidelines. Now, it's interesting to note that there are a number of sources that show that Edom actually had a chiddush in various different tragedies or hard times in Kriyasol. So here's one. Another example is that if you look at the Targum in Shir HaShirim, it talks about Hanukkah, the story of Hanukkah. It mentions over there in the Targum that a bunch of Edomites came with the Greeks to fight against Klai Yisrael. So you see, in every generation, there's some chelik that Edom has in dealing with causing tragedies for Klai Yisrael. You know, so even the first Beis Hamikdash, Kol Shekein, the second Beis Hamikdash, which was Hamish Meshur to Edom. But the okay, Bas Bavel HaShiduzah, what does it mean that Bavel, which is destroyed? So the Zohar Sefer says it's Asher Sayyid Kali HaShiduzah, but your end will be destroyed. Okay, talking about the future, and eventually, and the Midmar, the whole Midmar in the future was written by David HaMelech, is talking about the form of Beit HaMikdash. But this is a reference to the Holy Zimmer of the Kodesh. But this is a reference to that your very end will be as such. Okay, that is the way classical Meforshim looks. Now I want to show you something which is.
But
in the next line is also Asher Shashan Shalan Gulik, that is Shiyuches V'yeh. Yeah.
Listen to the Malbim. This is unbelievable.
The Malbim learns that this Mizmor is not talking about going into Golos. He said the Mizmor is talking about how Christ were already in Golos Bavel, and in fact it was in the end of Golos Bavel. It was written, that explains later on why he says, Bas Bavel HaShiduzah, Bavel was destroyed. because already began, Koresh already began conquering Babel. He says this is written in the first year. This is based on, not written, this is based on the first year of Koresh conquering Babel. And he says, Al Naros Babel. Mashibachinu be Babel the his abalnu al tzion lo yababur shabanu hatoivus agashnius me'aishiva kinyanin esadus v'karim. The fact that we mourned over what we lost in Yerushalayim was not because we lost any gashmius. He said, because gam al naros bavel shom yashavnu. Al naros bavel over here, he says, is referring to beach houses. It's referring to we had good property. Al naros bavel shom yashavnu yeshiva keva. We were settled there. Gam yashavnu. We had a yeshiva. We were settled over there. We were living it up in Babel. But nonetheless, we still cry. We had nice houses, we had Chinese food, we had nice, all the best vacations. But still, Gam Bachinu, the Chrenu Tziyam. Now listen to this. Al Aravim B'Saycha doesn't mean willows. Aravim is Lashon Arev, sweet things. Al Aravim B'Saycha Hagam Shehayilin B'Bavel Kol HaTa'anugim HaRevim V'Ne'imim L'Guf. We had all the geshmak of things. B'Chol Ze'u B'Chol Ze'is Al Ze'a B'Atma T'linu K'iner Ha'Tayim. He says, V'Lo Ratzinu L'Smoyach B'Saycha. We don't want to be happy there. It bothered us Gufa that we can have there were all these opportunities in Chutzlaretz. They haven't all these opportunities over there. You had all these Gishmaka things. But knowing that even made it hurt more, knowing the fact that Eretz Yisrael, knowing the fact that it was Charev. Yeah? He shows Shalim Shalim and Divrei Shir B'Saleinu Simcha. He adds this to sing Shir Lanim Tzir Tzir. And he says like this. He says Shir Lanu. He says now that you're in Babel and you're settled over here, so sing the national anthem. Kiata B'Babel Hilachem Eretz Achuzas Min Kimo Yerushalayim. This is your land, just like Yerushalayim was. There is Katsin, he asked him, come here to serve upon him. Vaslachusha yelechem shama halo yeshachem imanu. Madu lotashiru albogo hashir, sheyizim sharam yishamayim. Sing over here like you sang over there. You had anything there. And what was the response? Eich nashir shir hashem. Allah basmechar. Hagam shenucha lashir lechem shiri haslach adashmi shahir shalikah. Right. We can think about all the good stuff we have here. We can think about the nice houses. We can think about the nice cars. But we're missing the main thing. We got all the mitzvot and mitzvot. We have a lot of things here. Aval shir Hashem. Shir HaKodesh Shehayu Shara B'Tzion Ashkinas Hashem Asher Bo. V'Avo Asluach HaKodesh V'Anavua V'Kavar Hashem HaTor V'Avoid V'Anisim. Shir HaZeh HaLokim. Eich Neshiro Sol Adnas Nechar. We can't have anything. We can't have this Ruach HaKodesh and Chutzlaretz over here. We can't have the Nevuah. We can't have the same level of Torah and the Avodah and the Nisim. All these things we can't have.
Even though this was after
Shura,
before the
Yeshivot
Babel.
Even though they had Yeshivot and Babel.
Well,
like,
the old
Talmud
Tavid, right?
No, no,
Talmud
Tavid, right? Yeah. This is the between Galus tradition and Galus. This is between the first and the second tradition. So we don't have, we can't have all this. And then he goes on to, he continues on where the whole Mizmer, but the main point that we can gain from this Malvin over here is to contemplate that, you know, what we're missing on Tisha B'Av. Now we're here, we are living here to solve. We're not living in bubble, we're not living in flip sides. But the question is, how complacent are we? If I know that I have my job, and I have my house, and I have my car, and I have a food on my plate, so then your life goes on. It's all okay. Because, you know, I have my haslachas l'gashim. So the main point of this mizmor, according to Malvin, is to remind us not to have a complacency. To remind us of the main thing we are missing in our lives, and that is the shiru banu mishira, the shtecha shira shira shana wa. A level of nevuah, a level of ruach hakodesh, a level of kavod Hashem and kavod Torah and avodah and nitzis, all these things are missing. And that's the main contemplation that we should be having during this Tisha B'Av. That to be one who realize that things are not okay. Even if things are okay, the main point of my life is missing. And that they can only have when I have the opinion to be committed to.